It's been 2 months since the train derailment in East Palestine. Most politicians and TV reporters who visited have now left the small rural town. And many residents are trying to get back to their ordinary lives, even as the cleanup of toxic waste continues. 90.5 WESA's Oliver Morrison went to East Palestine to report on an effort to bring back some normalcy, the school musical.
Let's prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news.
East Palestine Middle and High School are supposed to be putting on The Lion King Jr. this year, but on the morning of the dress rehearsal, the show ran into some technical difficulties.
It's got to be a cable issue. I mean, I've checked every freaking thing.
Senior Laredo Scenic, who plays the lead hyena in this production, stops by to investigate.
Our sound system's not working. I'm like, day before the play, sound system's not working. What are we going to do if the sound doesn't work at all?
This isn't the first problem that this production has run into. Emily Randolph directs the school plays along with the band teacher Jennifer Mellenkopf. They had tried to put on the play in 2020 and were preparing for opening night when the COVID pandemic hit. After a long hiatus, they decided to resurrect the play this year. Leah McTrustery was cast as Nala, the lead lioness, as an eighth grader in 2020. And this year she was cast in the same role as a junior.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing here? What are you doing here?
Leah and the 52 other cast members began rehearsing the music in January. Leah says her voice has changed and she's had to adapt.
Some of the songs are very pretty, and I have a very jazz voice. One of the examples is from Can You Feel the Love Tonight. I have to do a very pretty, and if he feels the love tonight in the way I do.
Then on February 3rd, exactly 6 weeks before opening night, Laredo was hanging out with a friend, and they looked at his phone.
He sees this fire coming up from, like, on Snapchat and everything. Everybody's like, our town's on fire, our town's on fire. Oh my God, this looks like the apocalypse.
Laredo began checking in on her friends. She realized that Leah hadn't been responding to messages.
She hasn't even looked outside her house. She hasn't heard anything about it. And I was like, we gotta get Leah out of her house because she's maybe 3 blocks from this derailment.
So Laredo drives over to pick up Leah.
I told Leah to come outside of her house and just quickly get in the car. Don't even stop because the air is horrible already. And she just stopped and it looked like a scene from a movie. She turned around and her jaw just dropped.
They left town and spent the night at a relative's house trying to keep their mind off of what was happening. Here's Leah.
Oh, I was terrified. It was horrible. I was away from my family, and then my dog, I didn't know what was going to happen to him.
The derailment didn't cause any severe injuries, but the fire wouldn't go out, and officials were afraid one of the tankers would explode and destroy large parts of the town. So the decision was made to burn off 5 cars of vinyl chloride, a toxic chemical, and many of the kids had to evacuate. Keller Bupp was one of those kids. He plays Timon, comic relief in the play. His main song, Hakuna Matata, fits his personality, he says.
It means no worries for the rest of your day.
But the song hasn't quite had the ring it once did. Keller's parents don't think it's safe for him in East Palestine anymore, so he's one of around 100 students who are learning online now. His parents are making an exception to let him finish out the play, since he has such a big part.
I'm sad that I'm like one of the only people who's online, but I understand like the whole safety aspect of it. And our house still smells horrible and my eyes get itchy in the house.
The cast lost a week or two of rehearsals after the derailment, and then there was a paperwork mix-up, and they realized 3 weeks before the production that they didn't have costumes for any of the 52 cast members.
Mrs. Mollenkopf and I had a real serious conversation about, do we really want to do this? You know, is this in the best interest of the students to continue to push to have them here, to know that it's probably gonna be a stretch.
There's no mountain too great.
But surrounding schools and community theaters loaned them costumes. Parents chipped in to help build the set. Even Norfolk Southern, the train company, agreed to pay for all the tickets. But then, on the morning of the dress rehearsal, the sound system stopped working.
Okay. So, all right, so there is coming out of that now.
Monitor's working.
They were trying to test the sound using a single speaker. The system is old, says Mrs. Mollenkopf. The whole theater is small and kind of outdated.
We don't have fancy
dressing rooms and lobbies and sound booths and all of those things. You know, we don't have digital anything. So I feel like when we, success.
It worked.
Okay, I feel a lot better right now.
The sound system was back online. It turned out some students had accidentally mixed up some chords. It's moments like these, Mrs. Randolph says, that validate their decision to move forward with the play.
Maybe isn't our most polished musical of all time, but we're really proud of the kids and their perseverance and how they've been able to kind of push through when things aren't necessarily normal or stable at home.
You took what we said last night and you made a really pointed effort of fixing it.
Mm-hmm. Putting on a production through the derailment has caused some cast members to think about the play differently. Instead of Hakuna Matata, Keller says a different song better captures his connection to the play now.
There's a song called Shadowland.
Shadowland.
It's in the second part, after our intermission and after Hakuna Matata. And it reminds me a lot of the town.
The river's dry. The ground.
Nala's singing about the ground being dry and the water's gone.
I must go.
And it's just not like a very livable place anymore.
Now I must go.
Leah, who sings that song, has a different take. The story is about a lion who is driven away from his home, just like they were evacuated. Then Leah says the character she plays, Nala, asks the lion to return home.
Everything's destroyed. There's no food, no water. If we go back together, we can do something about it.
I can't go back.
Why?
It's kind of like, if I don't fight for it, who will?
The actors in the play and everyone in town are, in a sense, all the lions, she's saying. If they want to bring the town back to the way it used to be, they have to come back home and fight for it. And for many kids, that means moving forward. Showing up at school, going to tennis practice, and putting on the school play. In East Palestine, I'm Oliver Morrison.
From the day we arrived on the planet, and blinking, step into the sun.
The play went on as planned, the third weekend in March. The governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, came to see it with his wife. He said the kids looked like they worked hard and were having as much fun as the audience. For all of our reporting on the train derailment and cleanup in East Palestine, head to our website, alleghenyfront.org.